1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. And we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDiarmid, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. August 1916, Roger Casement was hanged on August 3rd for high treason at Pentonville Prison. An amazing character in Irish history, Paddy.
An amazing international character, and yeah, a man who gave great service all over the world, and suddenly realizing, the plight of what was going on in Ireland and got involved. In fact, you know, he was on committees for Cultus Culturiorum, setting up Irish music and all that around the country as well. Yeah. He was a wonderful man. And of course, he got involved in the struggle and went to Germany and persuaded the Germans to send over the boat.
He orchestrated an arms deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
which was eventually captured right off the coast of Kerry.
That's right. He was on the U-boat. He wasn't on the Aude itself. And eventually the German crew scuttled the ship, but they were still captured and brought ashore. And there's that beautiful song by Lonely Bannistrand. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous song.
What's the name of it?
Lonely Bannistrand.
Oh, is that where they it all went down?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we have time for on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And for an entertaining look at the story of Ireland and song through history, you should definitely see Paddy Holman's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland.
You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland show with Paddy Holman. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
And I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.